Hey everyone, welcome to your Harry Potter Lexicon Minute. I'm Ashmita Shanath Kumar, one of the editors for the Harry Potter Lexicon website. When the casting for The Cursed Child came out, many people were surprised that they chose a black woman to play Hermione. After all, Emma Watson, a white person, played her in the movies, and that was the representation people were used to. J.K. Rowling never specified the race of many characters, so people assumed different things. Many fans cite a passage from Prisoner of Azkaban to say that Hermione is white. The footsteps stopped. Harry heaved on the rope. Buckbeak snapped his beak and walked a little faster. Hermione's white face was sticking out from behind a tree. "Harry, hurry," she mouthed. I don't see this line as specifying her ethnicity. However, as white or pale-faced is something used to describe people when they are scared. I think white face here serves to emphasize the tension of the moment, and how Hermione turned pale from fear. Another moment in the same book, Hermione is described as brown. They were there, both of them, sitting outside Florian Fortescue's ice cream parlor. Ron looking incredibly freckly, Hermione very brown, both waving frantically at him. Here the use of the word brown regarding Hermione's face is also not specifying her ethnicity, but commenting on the fact that she grew tan over the summer. I've seen Hermione drawn as black in the fandom for years. I've even seen Harry drawn as biracial and being part Daisy. Before Jessie Cave Lavender Brown played Lavender in the sixth movie, she was played by two different black actresses, Kathleen Colley in The Chamber of Secrets, and Jennifer Smith in The Prisoner of Azkaban. You can see her hanging out with Parvati when you look at those movies. From these examples, you can see how race, for the majority of characters, is left ambiguous in Potter. This allows the reader to decide what the characters look like with their imagination. And after all, isn't imagination what these books are all about? That's it for this Harry Potter Lexicon Minute, sponsored by Magic Alley. If you love Harry Potter memorabilia, and who doesn't, you can get your wands, scarves, sweets, jewelry, and more by operating over to magicalley.co.uk. There you can shop to your heart's content. That's Magic Alley with an EY at the end. And if you can't get enough Harry Potter canon facts, head on over to the Harry Potter Lexicon website at hp-lexicon.org. That's it for this time, operating out.